East Gate, also known as Gate Creek. West of the Tai Valley, the emigrants moved along a grassy ridge about 10 miles to Rock Creek, a tributary to the White River. From there, they entered a small canyon at the east end of a half-mile-long meadow and forded a creek. The site had access to grass and water and became the location for the first toll gate along the Barlow Road. The original toll gate at the Strickland Place on East Gate, also known as Gate Creek, near Wamick on the eastern side, was replaced by one at Francis Revenue's farm on the Sandy River in 1853. From Barlow Road by the Clackamas County Historical Society and Wasco County Historical Society, and the website www.octa-trails.org/media/dynamic/files/168-Barlow-Road-Guidebook-PDF.
Mrs. Elizabeth J. Galtra, September 20th, 1853, on the way to Barlow Gate. Two of our horses are missing this morning, can't be found. The owner stayed behind to look for them, bought 30 pounds of beef and some other eatables, and started to Barlow's Gate 9 miles ahead. Got there about noon, found plenty of wood and water and grass 1 mile south. We are now at the foot of the Cascades, in amongst heavy timber, now and then a small opening. About 20 pounds of flour for an immigrant at 10 cents per pound. We now have plenty of provisions to last us through. We guard our cattle very closely, or we would lose them in the timber. Lead by the remainder of the day to let the cattle get plenty. Feed is scarce on the mountains.
Enoch W. Conyers, September 15th, 1852. We started this morning at about 10 o'clock and traveled 6 miles over a very good road to a creek in a deep canyon, the valley being about 100 yards wide. Here we camped. Grass and water good, and wood in abundance. We passed a few oak trees yesterday and today. We are now camped at the foot of the Cascade Mountains and 3 miles from the Barlow Gate, where toll is supposed to be taken for the great benefit to be derived by the poor immigrant, worn out by his long trip of 2,000 miles across the continent with an ox team, who now has the privilege of paying a few paltry dollars for crossing the last range of mountains that lays between him and civilization.
Esther Bell McMillan Hanna, September 10th, 1852. Barlow Toll Gate. This morning, we started for the much-dreaded Cascades. Came to the gate, and each team has to pay $5 toll. Two or three men undertook to bridge a bad slough, which had caused the emigrants much trouble and loss of cattle. We then made our way into the mountains. We had dreadful roads, up hills, over rocks and stumps, and down again into ravines, across streams and marshes. Yet we traveled about 20 miles. Our poor cattle are almost exhausted, and my heart aches for them tonight. When we stopped, they had nothing to eat but the branches of young maple, which our young men cut for them. Poor feed for starving cattle. We were obliged to stop in the road for the night, as there is no room at the side, the trees being so thick and so many fallen trees and logs. It looks like hard times, but we must bear it, as there is no help now but to go on as long as our brave cattle will stand it.